I'm Jonathan Huber, KMUW News. Governor Lori Kelly visited Garden City yesterday amid a measles outbreak, asking people to get vaccinated for the highly contagious disease. The visit comes after officials warned the public of potential measles exposure at the Clarion Inn Hotel in Garden City. State health officials have confirmed 37 measles cases in western Kansas, 30 of which have been unvaccinated people. Kelly emphasized the importance of the vaccine that's normally given to children.
I can't stress how important it is that this message get out, how important it is that we be proactive in our approach.
Adults who are unvaccinated can also get the measles shot. Health officials are working to spread awareness across the meatpacking plants in southwest Kansas. Before Wichita can find a new city manager to take over for Robert Layton as he retires, it has to find a hiring consultant. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish has more.
For now, Wichita has three requirements for its next city manager: to be highly skilled, visionary, and experienced. Filling out the rest of the job description will be the task of an executive hiring firm. Pam Pennington is the Assistant Director of Human Resources. She'll be in a national search for that firm next week.
I've been collecting firms already that specialize in municipalities or city manager roles. So right now I'm at 30. I've reached out to all of them and they've all responded. They're very excited to see this come through.
City officials say they're looking for a consultant with a record of success in recruiting city managers and public engagement. They hope to have a firm hired by June. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
The Wichita School District has announced the members of its new Financial Oversight Committee. 24 people were selected for the committee, which will advise the district on funding priorities and long-term financial strategies. The group includes two Wichita School Board members, two students, and several district employees. I'm Jonathan Huber, KMUW News.